You're listening to SBS News.
A Qatari man dressed head to toe in a traditional white thob plays a Middle Eastern tune on an oud. He's in the heart of Moscow, performing before a throng of tourists in town for the World Cup. The next global showpiece for the world's most played sport may be 4 years away, but Qatar, set to host it, is already pitching to the next round of football tourists. Qatar's Deputy Secretary General for Tournament Affairs, Nasser Al-Khaita, says Qatar can offer the world a unique World Cup experience.
Make sure that we create the right offering for the fans that are going to be visiting Qatar, and making sure, you know, people really enjoy what Qatar has to offer. Sun, beaches, desert experience, and a bit of the Middle Eastern culture and traditions.
Qatar 2022 will be the first time the World Cup heads to the Middle East in its nearly 90-year history. The tournament will pass from Russia, the world's largest nation, to one that could fit inside Sydney. Khalid Al-Na'ama, who works on the Qatar Supreme Committee for Delivery and Legacy, says that while Qatar will learn from Russia's hosting of the tournament, its World Cup will differ greatly from the 2018 event.
We need to state this very clear. The Russian experience is kind of different, and it's not really fair to compare what happened in Russia with what's going to happen in Qatar due to the geographical size. In Qatar, we are offering a new concept, which is a compact World Cup. It's going to enable spectators for the first time in modern history to physically be in more than one match in the same day.
Qatar will be keen to build on the World Cup atmosphere created in Russia, but big questions remain about its ability to host the tournament in 2022. Not least of the questions is how it'll build the infrastructure needed for the tournament and how it'll handle the influx of millions of foreign tourists. Mr. Al-Na'ama says the delivery of infrastructure is running according to plan.
So our plan is to host the World Cup on 8 stadiums, in which we completed one of them, and we launched last year, May last year. For the other 7, all of them are under construction. We're launching 2 stadiums of them later this year, and by 2020, we are finalizing all venues to be ready to host the test event in 2021.
That includes a number of stadiums constructed out of shipping containers that can be dismantled, which Qatar says will improve the overall sustainability of its tournament. All stadiums will be air-conditioned despite the tournament being moved to November and December to avoid the extremely high temperatures of the Qatari summer. Yet pressure continues on Qatar and the sports world governing body FIFA over the treatment of the migrant workers building the stadiums. Qatar says it's now working with the International Labour Organization to reform and improve conditions, but rights groups continue to point to cases of abuse and exploitation. There are also ongoing concerns from minority fan groups. Homosexuality remains illegal in Qatar, and Nasser Al-Khaita is not ready to detail any protections for travelling LGBTIQ plus fans.
I mean, I can't go into specifics. I don't know how to answer that question right now, because what I'm saying is that if you're not breaking any laws, then everything's fine.
Ahead of the 2018 World Cup, Russia temporarily lifted its controversial gay propaganda law, which severely limits public advocacy for gay rights. Mr. Al-Khaita is making no suggestions the same waiver will apply in 4 years' time in Qatar.
Whatever laws are in place in Qatar, we hope and expect that people are going to respect, whether it has to do with public displays of affection of any form, or traffic laws, or whether it's on smoking cigarettes in public places. These are all laws that we expect people to respect.
Darren Mara, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.